Romans 13, verse number 14. Bible says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for these guys being here. Thank you, Lord, for the messages that we've heard. Lord, we really have heard from you already through these guys, and I thank you for that. God, I pray you help us to live up to what you've taught us. God, give us something here. I believe this to be something important, something key. And God, I pray you would please help us to take an honest evaluation of our lives, where we are with this. And God, that you would show us where we're lacking, where we need to step it up. Lord, help us to do better. As I think Kevin was just mentioning, Lord, if we really love you, that needs to show up in our lives, Lord. That shouldn't just be something we talk about on Sundays or something that we say we are, but we need to prove it by how we live on a daily basis. Please help us with that. God, give me the right words and thoughts and spirit. Help us to hear your voice through the preaching. God, please, I pray that you would impact these young men and God, change them, change all of us to be what you want us to be, Lord. We love you. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. Thank you for all that you do for us every single day, Lord. God, truly, we don't have anything good in our lives without you. I pray you would bless this time and bless this message. Give us something from it in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys can be seated. Thank you for standing. Now, brother, you're good. Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Hey, guys, let me start off by saying this. I think the vast majority of guys in this room, you have a desire to live for God and to please him. I think that's why you're here in most cases. Now, maybe there's exceptions, which I won't really deal with. But I think for the most part, you showed up to church today because, yes, you want to live for God. You want to please him. Now, there may be degrees with that, but we may have some guys that are just on fire for God. And then there are other guys that maybe it's lower down, but they want to do right, but they're not really all into it. I get that. But I think for the most part, there's a desire in most of your hearts to please God and to live for him. Guys, if it were that we had a paper that we passed around the class and said, all right, Mac and George and everybody in the room, we're going to pass this around. And if you want to live for God the rest of your life, all you got to do, check this box. Yes or no, right? I think most guys in the room would check yes. Can I tell you, though, that's not how the Christian life is determined.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
Aiden, that would be easy. All I got to do is that box and I'm good. Sure. Rest of my life, I'm going to be faithful. Rest of my life, you know, I might as well be like Paul right now and get up in the pulpit. I have fought a good fight. I'm finished. It doesn't work like that, guys. It doesn't work like that. You know how it's chosen? By daily decisions, daily choices, every day. Guys, by the way, guys, you can't just come on Sunday and say, I want to do right, and then the next rest of the week never think about it.
Yep.
It's not going to work.
Yep.
All right? And I get it. Sometimes we get into this and like I said, let me just leave that aside. I'll probably hit that in a minute. If it were as easy as checking the box, I think a lot of guys would do it. But guys, you have to choose daily.
Yeah.
Are you willing to do that? Do you love the Lord enough, like was just talked about, to choose daily? And we'll get into that. But guys, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. See, in church, you have the influence in a positive way. By the time you come in here, you learn about, hey, guys, we need to do right. And you think, all right. People saying amen around me. Wow. Seems like he wants to do right. Wow. Okay. All right. And you have that influence going in a positive direction. Hey, guys, maybe you've realized when you leave this place, most places are not pushing you in a positive direction.
Yeah.
It's a negative direction. Kevin, in church, sometimes the preaching, man, the Holy Spirit's just pounding on your heart. You're like, ugh, I got to do this. You go to the altar, you pray and all that. Guys, then you go home, you don't feel it anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You go to school this week and you don't feel it anymore. Yeah. You go to your neighborhood this week and you don't feel it anymore. In fact, if we're honest, we feel like doing wrong. Because just as was talked about, it's easier to do wrong. Everybody else does it. Everybody else is doing the wrong thing. And if, Christian, I don't do that, if I follow the Lord, I'm going to stick out. I'm going to be made fun of. And it may go harder on me doing right than if I do wrong and just do what everybody else does. Mm. It's a struggle. It's a struggle for everyone. Guys, can I tell you? Listen, pay attention, guys. I won't be long, but pay attention today. Can I tell you it's a struggle for everyone?
Right.
Every single guy you see standing up behind here or in main church that preaches, they struggle too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, if I was just like them, it would just be easy. No. You don't realize what's going on. It's a struggle for everyone. There's that pulling. There's that tugging. There's that battle. It's a battle on a daily basis, guys. When I'm in church, like I said, Kevin, I feel it. Yeah, I want to do right. I'm getting the encouragement. I'm getting the boost. I'm getting that instruction. I'm getting that influence. I'm getting that push in the right direction. I think, thank God for that.
which you need church, by the way.
Yeah.
But Brother Todd, when I go to work this week, total opposite.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You stand out like you're an alien in the midst of human beings, and you're just over here. And they're talking dirty, and they're looking at filthy stuff, and they're joking about what they drank and what they smoke over the weekend, and you're like, no, I didn't do that. I went to church. Mm-hmm. You did what?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you stand out, and the influence is totally the opposite.
Yes.
Guys, can I tell you, it's a struggle for every single guy that you see teaching you and preaching to you. It's a battle.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, though? Listen, here's where we're getting to the core of everything. For some of you, you're making it harder than it has to be.
Yeah.
You're making it more difficult than it has to be. And the way you're trying to approach things, listen, you're making it impossible. You listen to that? Impossible for you to win this battle. Hey, I have a battle. Every day, trying to do right. It's not easy. Most days, I'll be real with you guys. Most days when I wake up, I don't want to read my Bible. I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel like praying.
Right.
I feel like falling asleep while I'm praying, but not staying awake so I can actually do it.
Yeah.
Most of the time when the Lord presses me to give a track, I'm thinking, oh no, oh no. I'm just being honest with you.
Amen.
You say, Brother Tom, you've slid down a few ranks in my Christian perspective. I'm being honest with you, dude.
Yeah.
All right? Sometimes I don't want to do the right thing. I want to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And it's a battle.
Right.
And I don't have that emotion. You know, I'm not over there singing, you're good. And I'm not thinking about that. I'm not. But in church, man, we have that going for us. Against us, it's coming against us.
Yeah.
We go out in the world, it's coming against us. All that boost that's pushing us in the right direction in church gets slapped in our face when we go out in the world.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? Hey, guys, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are we just going to ride the wave? Go in church, I'm a great Christian. This week, I'm terrible. Next youth conference, yes, I'm going to live for God. 3 days later, what's it going to be? What's the next trip we're going to? Ethan, what's the next conference coming in town? What's the next big Sunday, Pastor? What's the next big event? Ooh, that's not the way we need to live the Christian life.
Right. Yeah.
Guys, but as I said, for some of you, you're making it harder on yourself. You're making it more difficult, and you're making it impossible because you're loading up wicked influences in your life, and then you wonder why you can't live right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to preach on this. I don't think I'll get through it, and that's okay. But what I want to preach on is this. Don't load the gun.
Amen.
We'll get into it. I hope it'll make sense in a while. Once I shoot Ethan, everyone will understand. He's like, you know, I think they need to.
Yeah.
My mom just called me. No, she didn't. All right. The Lord's calling you to be a sacrifice. No, I'm just kidding. All right. A living sacrifice or a dead sacrifice. We'll see what happens. Stop. Don't load the gun. Guys, I want to show you in verse number 14, especially the middle part, but the whole verse, it says, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, make not provision for the flesh. That's our key phrase. Make not provision for the flesh. Don't load the gun. Okay? First of all, I want to give you this in this message. There's a presence that's sinister. What does sinister mean? Sinister? Don't know. Just evil, wicked, something that's has evil intentions behind it. Okay? Can I tell you there's a presence that's sinister? Guys, you're saying you're talking about the devil? Nope. Nope. Not talking about the devil. Not even referring to the world. Although we know there's a lot of wickedness and evil. You listening to me, guys? There's a lot of wickedness and evil out in the world. It's everywhere. But there's a presence that's sinister. You say, all right, there's something that's evil. There's something that's horrid. There's something that's entirely wicked. There's something that's raging out of control. There's something that is a beast. Okay? And you say, that thing is near? You better believe it's near.
Yeah. Yep.
You say, where is it? It's here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like at the church? Oh, yeah. Like in this class? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's here. The potential for it. Guys, it's here right here. You say where? In every occupied chair?
Yeah.
In the room? Mm-hmm. In the person that's standing behind the pulpit?
Mm-hmm.
It's in all of us.
Yeah.
It's here. The potential is here. You say, what are you even talking about? All right, let's go to Galatians. Galatians, a couple books over to the right. Galatians chapter 5.
Good.
A presence that's sinister. This thing is here. I'm not talking about necessarily some monster. I'm not talking about necessarily some villain that you've seen on TV. But guys, there's a presence that's sinister. You're in Galatians chapter 5. Let me hurry up for time. Verse number 19.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. We'll stop there. You say, what are you even dealing with today, guys? The presence of something that's sinister is the flesh.
Yeah.
Guys, in each one of us, listen, in each one of us, I keep emphasizing that, there is a part that does not want to do right.
Yeah.
In fact, George, it wants to do wrong.
Yeah.
You say, how often does it want to do wrong? All the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a break. There's never a moment that it doesn't want to do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It hungers for it. It desires it. It craves it. That's all that it desires. Listen, guys. And you say, all right, so this stuff is describing what the flesh, how it's manifest, how it comes out. And guys, notice these again in verse number 19. Adultery. Whoa. So there's something in this room that wants to mess up a young girl.
Yeah.
Fornication, clicking on junk.
Yeah.
Uncleanness, talking about impurity. Lasciviousness, talking about loose living. Idolatry, something that wants to dethrone God and put something else in his place.
Yeah.
Witchcraft, what? That could be sorcery. Guys, that word is pharmakeia in Greek. That could also be talking about drugs.
Yeah.
In case you say, the Bible doesn't say you shouldn't smoke drugs. Right there it does.
Mm-hmm.
Hatred. You say there's something in me that wants to hate other people? That's exactly what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, believing the wrong thing, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. You say, those terrible people, that is just awful. You just read those verses, it makes me cringe on the inside. Who is that describing, Brother Tom? You and me.
Yeah.
I'm offended. I'm never going to come back to this church. Well, that doesn't change the fact that that's what's inside of you and that's what's inside of me.
Yeah.
That's why it's a struggle.
Yeah.
That's why when you come here, we teach you to do right. Okay, if you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, and he's the opposite of that. He always wants to do right 100% of the time. But that doesn't mean the flesh is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, Uriel, that's why I have this battle going on a daily basis. Guys, there's the presence of something that's sinister in you. You've got to realize that. Hey, guys, you got to realize that. You got to realize that that potential is there. You can say, I'm offended, I'm outraged, I don't want to hear it. Guys, but it's horrible. It has those desires. Listen, that list that we just went through, guys, every one of those things resides in our hearts. Everyone.
Yes.
So you know what that means? And I'm kind of jumping ahead. But George, what that means, if I don't put the Lord first every day, if I don't get serious about following God and being controlled by the Holy Spirit, not my flesh. If I am controlled by my flesh, those things can happen to me.
Yes.
And they can happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of you say, no, I'm a good guy. Good guys can fall into that.
Yes.
Right.
Preachers can fall into that.
Yeah.
Yes.
People that help out in the youth of Woodlawn Baptist Church can fall into that.
Yeah.
Bus captains can fall into that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Guys, that's a crazy list, right? It's saying that's the works of the flesh.
Yeah.
Huh.
And you can fall into that, and so can I. Mark chapter 7 goes along with this. You don't have to turn there, but Mark chapter 7, verse 21 says, Jesus said, for from within, out of the heart of man, what's in there? Proceed evil thoughts,
mm-hmm.
adulteries, fornications,
yeah.
murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, that's lying, lasciviousness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Lord, who do you think I am? Hey, guys. That's what's in all of us. It's here. That potential is here. Hey, guys, you got to believe that. You got to believe that, yes, the devil can ruin your life, but your own flesh can ruin your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wants to take you down. Guys, it has those evil desires. It desires that adultery and fornication and uncleanness and all those things that we went through. Guys, it wants to hate people. It wants to hold grudges. It doesn't want to forgive people. It doesn't want to do right. That's in every single one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Can I throw some simple ones at you? You say, what is the flesh like? All right, what is the flesh like? Guys, for one, it's apathetic. It does not have any desire for the things of God.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I said, Aiden, when I wake up most days, I don't feel like reading my Bible. It's the flesh.
Yeah.
It's the flesh. That's why even more so, I do need to read my Bible to say, flesh, get off the throne, and Holy Spirit, you get on the throne
yeah.
in my life.
Because
yeah.
I'm not going to listen to that today. Hey, guys, you listen to your flesh and you follow it. Hello? You don't know where it can end up.
Yeah.
You say, no, I'm not that bad. I could never. You don't know how far it'll take you.
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
It's horrible. It has evil desires. Guys, it's exceedingly dangerous. And can I tell you, it ends in heartache. Its ending destination is destruction and devastation. Can I tell you, adultery ends in devastation.
Yes.
Fornication ends in devastation. Uncleanness and all those different things. Hating people and all the different things. Wrath and strife and seditions. How about disobeying your parents? All those different things. You know what they lead to? Destruction. Devastation. And guys, we all have it.
Yes.
Paul, one of the greatest Christians in the Bible, Romans 7 says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing."
Yeah.
Paul didn't trust his flesh. He didn't say, "I've been in this Christian life a long time. I've led a lot of people to the Lord. I've started a lot of churches. I've preached a lot of sermons. I've healed people. I've done many wonderful works. I guess my flesh has been rehabilitated, and now I'm just going to live for God, and I don't even have to try anymore." No. He said, "I know that my flesh, there's no good thing that comes out of it."
Yeah.
He's the guy that said, "The stuff I want to do, I don't, and the stuff I don't want to do, I do." What is he saying? It's a struggle.
Yeah.
So some guys come in this room, you get a boost, you get that encouragement and that pumping you up. You can do right, you can do right, you can do right, come on. And then tomorrow, you don't read your Bible.
Huh.
And this week, you go to school, and you're not feeling it anymore.
Hmm.
And then we come by on Saturday and say, "Hey man, how you doing? How was your week?" Well, you know, it was not so good. And then you come back next Sunday and we tell you, "You can live for God, you can do it." But you see what's going on?
Yeah.
You're not putting in the work to live for God on a daily basis. Bible says, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, your flesh is weak. Don't trust your flesh. So. That means you should never be one-on-one with a young lady that you're not related to by yourself, guys.
Yeah, right.
That is a dangerous place to be.
Yeah.
You can't trust it.
Right.
You cannot trust it.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, we all have it. We all have it. Bible says, "He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption," rottenness. That's always the result of it. Hey guys, listen. Every one of our lives, if we follow those things, those evil desires, we all have them. We all have them. But if we follow those things, hey guys, it ends in destruction. It ends in rottenness. That corruption, it means rottenness. You want to eat some rotten fruit? No. But how about our lives being rotted because we go after the evil desires, the flesh? It can happen to any single one of us in this room. And let me end with this, but I want you to look at this. Go back to Jeremiah. So we'll end here. Jeremiah 17. "You're calling me an evil guy." No, I'm just saying we all have this potential.
Yeah.
And we need to be realistic about it. You know, some people think they can't fall, Brother Tut. They think that they can never mess up. Can I tell you, when you think that, you're even more susceptible to mess up.
Right.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, guys, listen. We're going to Jeremiah 17. But listen, I don't care how many times you preach.
Yeah.
I don't care how many people said amen. I don't care how many people clap for you. I don't care how many youth conferences you've been to. Dude, I got the youth conference t-shirt. Good for you. You still got a flesh underneath that t-shirt.
Yes. Yeah.
And it wants to do wrong.
Yeah.
So you have to battle it every day. You know, George, it's like whack-a-mole. When that thing pops up, no, I'm not going to follow you.
Yeah.
And then you say, it's amazing to me, Kevin. You were talking about Joseph and Potiphar's wife, right? It says that whole, I think sometimes maybe we forget this, but she comes to him, the whole temptation, and he said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Can I tell you that's not the end of the story?
Yeah. Right.
That's verse 9.
Right.
Verse 10, it says she came at him day by day.
Yeah. Right.
That was just the beginning.
Right.
So you know what? This pops up. No, I'm not going to follow that. But can I tell you, the devil's not done and your flesh is not done.
Yeah.
Just because you knock that one down, there's another one popping at you real quick.
Right.
And there's a part of you that wants to do it.
Yeah.
So you have to continue to say no to it. Jeremiah 17, verse number 9. This is along the same lines. This talks about the heart, but we could say it's the flesh. Okay. Verse 9 of Jeremiah 17. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Brother Tom, that's horrific. That's scary. Can you just finish the message? Because this is giving me heart palpitation. Who is this talking about? You and me.
Right. Yes.
How dare you say that? It's true.
Yeah.
It's true, and we better deal with reality as such. Guys, let me say this about this verse. You can't halt it.
Mm.
If you're following the flesh, you're following these evil desires, and you let that momentum build and you follow these things and you start going with it, guys, you can't stop it whenever you want to.
Yeah.
Guys, this is not the Metro bus that when my stop comes up, I pull the little cord and they stop and say, all right, here's your stop. Guys, you can't jump into this and start going down the hill of sin. When you start feeling uncomfortable, when you start feeling a little awkward, then just pull the cord and you can stop it. No, you can't.
Right, man.
Guys, you start going down that hill. It starts snowballing on you. You can't stop it.
Yeah.
And what this verse is saying, it's saying our heart lies to us. It's desperately wicked, desperately wicked. Guys, those are amazing words. It's saying it craves sin wherever it can find it.
Yeah.
It wants it. It hungers for it. It goes after it. And guys, the last part blows me away. Who can know it? You know what it's saying? We don't know how far it'll take us.
Yeah.
We don't know. Hey guys, I'll finish with this. But some guys will say, well, so I would never. I mean, maybe I, you know, disobey my parents. Maybe I listen to some wrong music. Maybe I cuss every once in a while when I get mad, which is no excuse. All right, but maybe I do some of these things, but I would never get a girl pregnant that I'm not married to. Never! Can I tell you, you don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know how far this can take you. And guys, I'm not just blasting you and getting my huge hammer out and saying, bam! I'm blasting myself just as much because I could do the same thing.
Yes.
I told you guys at the retreat, I hate that I have the potential, if I follow the flesh, to blow up not only my own life, my wife's and my son's and those that look up to me.
Yeah.
That scares me. That scares me. Guys, your life is important, but can I tell you, don't start messing around with the flesh. Don't start playing with it. It's a fire you can't control.
Yeah, right.
And as the message is today, don't load the gun. I don't want to get hurt. Then don't mess with it in the first place.
Yeah.
Guys, you can't play with these things. I can't, you know, mess around with a vicious animal and expect that thing to play back with me. He's going to devour me.
Yeah.
And that's what you have inside of you, guys. I got a lot more in this message, but I don't have any time. That's okay. Listen, here's the point today, though. There's the presence of something that's sinister, and it's inside of all of us.
Yeah.
We've got to look at that and realize, hey, this is how it is.
Yeah.
This is why when I go home this week, I don't want to do right. But guys, your feelings are no excuse not to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't base life off of feelings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta base life off of truth, facts.
Right.
And these are the facts right here.
That's
this
good.
Comes from God. So guys, let's just throw a couple things at you. Next week, you need to be here.
Yeah.
Whether you feel it or not. Why? Because the Bible says you shouldn't forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Mm-hmm.
When we're having church, you should be here.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says you should read your Bible daily. They search the scriptures daily,
mm-hmm.
whether those things were so. As I said, I don't always feel like that, Anthony.
Yeah.
But if I want to win the battle against the flesh, I've got to do it. I've got to make myself do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I get into doing it, then I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, most of the time, you don't want to. Guys, that's within all of us. And guys, you start following this stuff, there's no break you can pull.
Yeah.
Say, no. Hey, guys, you mess around with a young girl, you're by yourself, you start touching, you start doing all this stuff, you're feeding the flesh in overdrive. Guys,
yes.
You can't just stop whenever you feel like it.
Right.
I'm going to party with my friends, but who talked about it? It's just one sip. It's just one smoke. It never stops there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know why? Because you don't know how far it'll take you.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you let your flesh and you let the devil control your life? Do you really think he's going to stop at a convenient place for you? No. He's going to take you farther and farther and farther and farther into sin.
Yeah.
Guys, it's not something to play around with. But the point today is this. We've all got that within us. And listen, I'm not trying to smack you around. I'm just trying to teach you what the Bible says.
Yeah.
We all have it in us. Your spiritual hero has it in him too. The greatest Christian you ever heard about, they have it in them too.
Yeah.
And we've got to deal with reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there. We're never going to get rid of it until we get to heaven.
Yeah.
But guys, if we allow it to be manifest, boy, our lives will be ruined and destroyed.
Yeah.
And all that list, that could be stuff that happens in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's finish right there. Let's make the decision not to load the gun this week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, it's a beast. It's something that's out of control. You can't load it up with all the ammo against you and then expect, no, Kevin, I'm still going to do right. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't. You got a mountain of opposition against you that you put there,
yeah,
and then say, no, I'm gonna overcome it. No, you're not. You're not that strong of a Christian, and neither am I.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be realistic about this. Guys, that's within all of us. So what do you need to do this week? Don't load the gun.
Yeah.
Things that are against God, you got to shun them. You got to stay away from them. You got to whack that mole when it pops up. Say, no, I'm not giving into that.
Yeah.
Because, guys, this is my last statement. If you give into that opportunity popping up, can I tell you the next one's going to be bigger? Next one's going to be bigger. Next one's going to be stronger. And the more you give in, the harder it is to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's reality. All right? Don't load the gun. Let's bow our head.